T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Explain how all that's going to work, if you would.
Well, that's why it's tentative, because we're waiting to see. But basically the idea is that teachers could be teaching from home as they did at the tail end of the last school year, before the pandemic kicked in and we, you know, had everybody just sort of shut down. So the idea is they're going to come back and start up from home. And as you said, they're going to be doing, provide at least 2 hours of live instruction. That could be anything from Zoom calls through the or meeting with the entire class via Zoom, or individual reading assignments. The goal is to get 3 hours of education in for kindergartners to up to about six, and 4 hours for 1 to 3, and 4 hours for 4 to 12. How that works remains to be seen, because there, you know, what we're talking about is there's the Zoom interact, and then there's the prep time, and then there's, you know, set up for the courses and all that other stuff, and getting everybody online at the same time. It's interesting to note, you know, Oakland is still negotiating with its teachers because they want a shorter day and a built-in hour and a half wellness time for the teacher to get out and about. And there's a question about, you know, how would you do a school schedule around that? But San Jose, according to the Mercury News latest reports, has said that teachers will be going back to the classrooms and teaching from there while the students stay at home. So the teacher would go into the classroom where the chalkboard is and the tech help would be, and presumably it would be sending the class out. The class would be at home. The teacher would be in school. It's a different one, the only one in the state, I believe, that's doing that way.
Yeah, it is a really interesting approach. But I guess here for San Francisco, no less than 2 hours of daily live interaction. So there is a teacher on that Zoom call interacting with the students. It's not just here, do all this schoolwork online and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Right, but I think it's going to be a combination of that. You're going to have the human interaction via the computer, but then you're going to, you know, there's also going to be, you know, computer learning. And, you know, it's going to have to be subsidized with, you know, parental or some sort of tutoring to go along as well. Because, number one, I'm not sure. I was thinking about this. Think back to your days in elementary school and high school. Do you think you ever got more than 2 hours of education out of the day?
Interesting question.
Maybe you could boil it down to 2 hours, you know, if you cut out all the time I was horsing around and we were, you know, doing other things. But that's the idea, is to try to sort of get a concentrated group in there. But all of this is tentative, because, and all of this is still being done as we go, and there's a question about the, you know, the overall quality of the education across the board, because in these times, you don't know if the school is going to reopen, if you're going to do a partial, you know, what's it going to be in 2 or 3 months. And, you know, it's a difficult thing to do, because one thing parents and students and everybody is looking for is consistency, something that they can sort of plan around. And at this state, just given the late nature of even these agreements before the school starts, you can they're tentative, shows that a lot of work still has to be done.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.